from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
Who's been the defender that surprised you the most, that you came in and you were like, hey, maybe I can get over on him? And he's like, oh, he got me back a little bit.
I probably would say Jalen, for sure. I haven't had a catch on him. You know, something always goes wrong. I don't know what it is. I'm going to get him, though, tomorrow, one-on-one.
Keenan Allen said he hadn't had a catch on him back in August. Wonder if he ever got it. That's not something going wrong. That's you're covered. That's what that is.
Yep. That's something going right. Not right for the Bears offense, but right for the Bears overall. They're Bears too. Remember that.
Mike Brown line. We're Bears too.
We're Bears too.
We're all Bears. Why are you only cheering for the offense?
Let the defense work. Yep. And Jalen Johnson has been one of the best players in the league, even though he wasn't named one of the top 100.
And that is,
which is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And even it's the conundrum of the invisible cornerback who you forget is in the game because nothing is ever going to his side.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback is ruling out that receiver in large part. Like, I'm not even going to bother over there because that guy's blanketed.
Speaking of which, Herb Howard actually asked Jalen Johnson about this yesterday. And we're going to talk with Herb Howard in the next segment. And I really, like, I just like Jalen Johnson overall. But I just like his whole demeanor and vibe. And Herb kind of said, you know, look, is it hard to stay focused when you know the ball isn't coming your way because you're doing such a good job on these receivers? Check out Jalen Johnson's answer.
I think for me, my mentality, regardless of if I get targets or not, is complete dominance. And I don't need to have the ball thrown for a receiver to know that he was never open. So I think for me, that's if I don't get the ball thrown my way. If I do, I mean, my mentality is, it's, if they do throw it, it's a waste of rep for them. So, I mean, for me, I expect to win every rep, every one-on-one, everything. I mean, every chance I get, I don't expect to lose. I don't think I'm going to lose. So, I mean, every snap, I mean, I'm going into it thinking that the ball is coming. And if it does, then it's a L for them. But that's about it.
That's gangster.
That's a wasted rep.
That's gangster.
That is a wasted rep. Were you throwing, oh, my side? Oh, yeah, that's not going to go well for you.
And dude wasn't open anyway. Like,
but that's, again, that's the irony of the invisible cornerback. Because he doesn't do, you know, some, it was maybe Deion Sanders and who else? Maybe Darrell Revis had an ability to make you look open and would force a throw and go, no, you weren't open. I took the ball.
The setup, like we talk about in baseball all the time.
I feel like Darrell Revis did both. It's whatever he felt like doing.
Yeah, that's
because he could just be like, "Yeah, you're not open," and then also be like, "I think you're open."
I'm gonna make you look open on purpose, and then I'm gonna take the ball.
And then I'm going the other way.
Yeah, that's so that
it's like the Miguel Cabrera. Oh, you really got me with that fastball.
What will I ever do if you throw another fastball?
I guess you should throw another one.
I was so late.
And then now it's been hit 450 feet.
I wasn't late on that fastball.
I just made you think I was. Right.
Yeah, there is some of that with the real special, and maybe Jalen Johnson is developing that. But for now, for him to not be in the top 100, despite being a top five at his position.
Top Top two.
Maybe top two. Yeah. Sauce Gardner. And,
he's all pro. So what are we talking about here? This guy has been as good as advertised coming out of Utah. And I think I think that the question that you asked Matt Eberflus about corners, his response to Studs, you don't have to find it. We didn't discuss this, but I was thinking about that. The way that he described his corners now, it's such a departure from what we're used to seeing. And I thought it was a great piece of insight by you where you're like, look, this has changed. Cornerback in a cover two system has completely changed. And Eberflus went in detail talking about all of that stuff. And he's right when he's talking about Jalen Johnson that way, where this guy can't, if we ask Jalen Johnson to just be old school, what we perceive as cover two corner, can you drop to a landmark? Can you go secure a tackle? Can you take the ball away if it's thrown to you? Cool. And the prototype I use for that is not Charles Tillman, it's Tim Jennings. If we ask Jalen Johnson to be Tim Jennings, he could do it. What they're asking him to do is more than that. And you can see whether it's him or Tyreek Stevenson or Kyler Gordon, it's guys that are responsible enough to play it straight like that, but have enough ability that if you said, well, now we're in man, we're going to man this guy up all game, those guys are good enough to do that too.
Here's what DJ Moore had to say about Jalen Johnson.
Especially this year, it was hard to catch against him. I don't know what it was. He living right, and I know him and Keenan had that back and forth, but he was out there like a lockdown corner. No matter who or what play it was, he was out there competing.
How do you describe that competitive side of him? It seems like that edge is pretty sharp and pronounced for him.
Yeah, he's got something to prove this year. I think he just want to go out there and prove that he can be the top DB, top corner out there. That's what you're proving.
And we've come so far in the idea of cover two corner. That's what I did ask Matt Eberflus about, because for a long time, scouts would say, they'd look at a guy and say, yeah, he could be a cover two corner, which is kind of an insult.
It is a backhanded insult.
It's a way of saying, all right, he's big, he's responsible, he can tackle, he can jam, he can redirect a guy, drop to a landmark, come up and make a play.
I think it's partially the reason that Charles Tillman isn't in the Hall of Fame, is because of him having to spend a big portion of his career shaking that. And then people being like, Oh, he's doing.
But he maximized everything that role is asked to do in the tackling, in the forcing of fumbles.
Yeah.
Because that's the job. Get the ball out. Secure the tackle. Get the ball out. If someone else has secured the tackle, you come in and get the ball out.
I don't know if anyone understood the assignment under Lovie Smith better than Charles. Like, really, like, became a true believer in first man secure the tackle, second man strip.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This was the portion of that conversation with the Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus.
The skill sets of your corners nowadays have to be multiple. You can't just line up there in the flat and reroute a receiver and then play zone the entire time. That was your comment about cover two corner. You can't do that anymore. So our guys play multiple coverages. They have multiple skill sets to be able to play man, play match, play zone, you know, different types of zone, and be able to move around a little bit, pressure at times. So our guys have done a really good job, and really our scouting staff has done a really good job of acquiring those guys and, you know, keeping those guys. And I'm referring to Jalen, Tyreek, you know, Kyler Gordon, you know, all the guys that we have, Smitty, you know, that we have on our roster now. So we're excited about our corners, and again, we got to get better. We got a lot of work to do to the first game.
I'm glad that he mentioned match, because I think we tend to think of some of these defenses in the NFL, at least the old vernacular, as binary. Mm-hmm. You're either in man or you're in zone. And first of all, we know that based on motions and based on what is disguised, and there's all sorts of ways that a defense can pretend to be in one thing and be in another, especially at the NFL level.
Which is one of the things on the flip side we're looking at with Caleb.
Yep.
And go,
yep.
They're going to show you some stuff, and you're going to see some ghosts.
But when he says match, think about it like basketball, when we refer to a matchup zone, where you are in zone. You are responsible for an area. But once there's an offensive player in your area, you play that person man-to-man. So it's sort of like,
man-to-man.
I was just going to say, if you listen closely, if you watch a lot of Bill Raftery.
Man-to-man principle.
He'll say that. He'll say, team, 2-3 zone with man-to-man principles. So that's his way of explaining a matchup zone. And that is common now. Or what you can have is a hybridized defense entirely, where you could be matching up to a certain landmark, and once somebody breaks that point, you have full man responsibilities. You're not going to have help over the top, so don't expect it. And that's when you get a touchdown, and guys pointing at each other like, no.
Well, wait, weren't you over the top
like,
on that one?
Not in that one I wasn't.
No, remember what the call was. Mm-hmm. I was not over the top on that one.
It happens. You just hope it doesn't happen.
Number two ran the seam, so I had to go with him, so I couldn't be with you.
Why is Randall Cobb open, Chris Conti?
Oh, Lord.
Danielle Manning, where are
you? Why would you do that?
Where are you
Why
going?
Would you do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, just stop. We got Herb Howard. We got
Why
stop.
Would you do that?
Stop.
Sorry.
Although I still say if you haven't seen it on Tecmo, you should look up the YouTube of it on Tecmo.
Hard pass.
Because he just freezes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.